Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can make home improvements with great rates on home equity loans as low as 3.4% APR. For details, pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right, share a picture of your kid. Get mom shamed. Isn't that the way social media works?
There's always somebody unhappy.
Yep.
Hillary Duff is being accused of child abuse because she pierced her 8-month-old daughter's ears. She shared a picture of Banks Violet with some diamond earrings, and the backlash was rough.
People are like 50-50 on this, aren't they?
That's a tough one for people.
A lot of people were saying that, you know, talking about the risks, causing unnecessary pain, saying it's not justified. And some people, of course, defended her, saying it's fine, it's far from abuse. You know, let's promote mom shaming and online bullying from all the keyboard warriors. And that's the way it is people always have something nasty to say. I get it. You may not agree with it. And like you said, it's 50-50. Some people agree with piercing your baby's ears, some don't.
But I'm against it. My wife is okay with it. Mm-hmm. So my daughter got her ears pierced young. But it's good now, so she won't have to go through that little bit of pain.
But the thing is, to call it abuse, child abuse.
That's tough. That's a big statement.
That is a very big statement to say about something like that. And you should be careful with your words.
DinasDirt.com.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's first child together, Archie, was christened in a private ceremony this weekend.
We told you. Dunked. Nice.
25 people would be there. And one person who wasn't there, of course, had quite a bit to say about it. Who do you think that was?
The sister.
The other one?
Close.
Middleton?
Dad. The father.
Okay.
Yes, Meghan's dad speaking up, saying that he thought for sure Archie's birth would inspire a reconciliation with Meghan. He feels a bit snubbed after not being invited. You know, he points out he was an altar boy. He's a confirmed member of the Queen's Church, and, you know, he would have enjoyed being there for the blessing.
Just because you're an altar boy doesn't mean you get invited to all the christenings.
Dude, you get carte blanche, whatever you want in life. When you are an altar boy.
Did you not see my church resume?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if only I had done it.
Yeah. DinasDirt.com.
Baby bump alert. We've got American Idol alum Phillip Phillips and his wife Hannah. They're announcing that they're expecting their first child due this fall.
Awesome. Cool. I love that song,
yes.
Home.
And, well, they'll be bringing one baby home.
Yeah, right over the threshold.
And are they going to call it Phillip Phillips Jr.? Or Phillip Phillips?
PPJ?
Well, now they're going to throw in another Phillips in the middle name.
Phillip Phillips.
Oh, man.
Phillip Phillips.
That's P3. And Teen Mom OG alum Ryan Edwards and his wife Mackenzie, they're expecting their second child together, a baby girl who is due in January.
DinasDirt.com.
Amazon honcho Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Bezos officially divorced. So she walks away from their 25-year marriage with more than $38 billion worth of Amazon stocks.
I love the way you say that, like a game show. She walks away with Amazon stocks. Congratulations,
yeah. Mackenzie! Even though it's a big payout, though, Jeff is still listed as the world's richest person. And meanwhile, Mackenzie is in 22nd place on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index.
Nice.
And now that they're divorced, some think that he's going to sneak off and marry his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. In the meantime, Mackenzie is being bombarded with online dating proposals.
Oh.
You think?
Think? I didn't even think of doing that.
Well, get in line, Lopez.
People are like, I don't use Amazon. I use eBay. I'm perfect for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect.
Yeah, I don't want your stocks.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time to do the dirt. The dirt dance, right? You ready to go, Dina?
I'm ready.
All right, it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You can check out home equity loans as low as 3.4% APR. For details, pvcu.org. So what's happening in Hollywood and beyond?
All right. First, starting off with some sad news out of Hollywood, mourning the loss of Cameron Boyce. The Disney Channel star died at the young age of 20.
I can't believe
this.
They had health issues, right?
Yeah.
Are they being specific or just...
Just saying ongoing medical condition that he was being treated for, and he passed away in his sleep from a seizure. He was
so bad.
Best known for his roles with Disney as Luke Ross on Jesse, Carlos from Descendants, and the voice of Jake from Jake and the Neverland Pirates. And he also starred as Keithy Fetter, who was Adam Sandler and Selma Hayek's on-screen son in the movie Grown Ups. Fans are going to get to see Cameron one more time in the third installment of Disney's Descendants, which is premiering August 2nd on the Disney Channel. But,
sad.
Just so sad. I remember him, dark hair, dark eyes, and lots of freckles.
Didn't even get a chance at life. 20 years old.
And a good kid, too. He was working with a lot of charities and trying to make change for the world. So our thoughts are with his family and his friends during this really difficult time.
DinaSdirt.com.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner gave their fans a sneak peek of their big wedding day, and they shared a picture of themselves walking down the aisle, looking gorgeous, of course. In the meantime, Louis Vuitton's artistic director shared a picture of Sophie when she first put on her dress, captioning it "absolute beauty." We gotta agree. I gotta talk about that dress here for a minute. It took 75 hours of crafting. More than 10 embroiderers worked on it. The veil took 48 hours of embroidery. And each panel of the dress had over 50,000 crystal designs and 50,000 white beads. And the entirety of the dress took 350 hours to assemble.
Wow. Well, just to count the beads to make sure you got 50,000.
You get enough, yeah.
I lost count.
That's a lot of time.
One bead. Two beads.
Hey, Lopez, you want to meet at 3 o'clock today?
One bead. Two beads.
Teen Mom 2 star Janelle Evans and her husband David Eason have reportedly regained custody of their two kids, 4-year-old Kaiser and 2-year-old Ainsley, according to Hollywood Life. Janelle's oldest son, though, Jace, who she had with Andrew Lewis, is still in the custody of her mom, Barbara. But from what we hear, Janelle's mom, Barbara, is not too happy about Janelle getting the kids back. She doesn't feel like she's ready for it, and that, you know, the couple still hasn't done the proper amount of counseling that they should to be able to get their kids back.
DinaSdirt.com.
And Awkwafina and Jacob Tremblay are in talks to star in the upcoming live-action film The Little Mermaid. Jacob, you know him from Wonder. He is up for the role of Flounder. And Awkwafina from Ocean's 8, she's in talks to play Scuttle the Seagull. Melissa McCarthy, rumored to be Ursula the Sea Witch. I hear we're getting some music from Lin-Manuel Miranda, so that's kind of cool.
Very cool.
But in the meantime, the big question is, who is going to play Ariel, the star? And it was just announced.
Justin Bieber.
No. Grown-ish star Halle Bailey will play Ariel. But unfortunately, everybody is sending their congratulation tweets to Halle Berry.
That happened to me. I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, Halle Berry? And it took me like 5 readings of it to figure out that was the wrong name.
So, but it was kind of cool, though, because of all the attention she got, Halle Berry then tweeted to Halle Bailey her congratulations, saying, "The Hallies get it done."
Nice.
And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
She's back. With more dirt, Dina's Dirt at the 40 is now brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Great rates as low as 3.4% APR and home equity loans right now. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Well, some shocking news from Stevie Wonder. You know, we had the pleasure of having him kick things off at MGM here in Springfield.
Yeah.
Well, he told the crowd at one of his recent concerts he's going to be taking some time off to have a kidney transplant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He said that before that happens in September, this September, he's going to perform 3 more shows, and he told the fans, "I'm all good. I have a donor. It's all good, and I came here to give you my love and thank you for your love." So
that's great.
And wants everybody to not worry and not listen to rumors.
If he didn't have a donor, I'm guessing a few people would step forward for the great Stevie Wonder.
Oh, absolutely.
DinaSdirt.com.
Well, as we previously told you, people have been wondering if Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are an item, especially since she broke up with her boyfriend right around the time these two released a steamy video for Señorita. And they were spotted holding hands late last week as they walked to Shawn's house after a night out. And then a video from a friend's Instagram story showed they were getting quite cozy at a 4th of July party. And if you're still not convinced, Camila then took to her Instagram story with a flirty message following Shawn's Los Angeles concert, writing, "You couldn't be more amazing. Heart emoji. You're unreal."
Whoa.
Heart emoji, right?
Wow. And if you're still not convinced, she's already pregnant.
that's a rumor for another day.
They already have 5 kids together.
It's a rumor for another day.
Shocking.
DinaSdirt.com.
The Real Housewives of Orange County star Megan King Edmonds has faced a lot of challenges lately, but recently she shared that one of her 1-year-old twin sons, Hart, has irreversible brain damage called PVL. She thinks it happened in the womb and that he is at risk for being diagnosed with cerebral palsy now. He'll be monitored. But she says, you know, despite this being a challenge or a little bit sadder that I don't feel a little bit guilty. We are still blessed and we'll continue one foot in front of the other. So trying to keep it positive. Mm-hmm.
DinaSdirt.com.
Floribama Shore star Neil Soprowant was arrested early Saturday morning in St. Petersburg, Florida, according to TMZ. Well, let's just say she thought it was Mardi Gras from her balcony. Maybe she was trying to get some beads. I don't know. Police told her that was enough and that she had to leave. But then as she was leaving, she went into a fit of rage and kicked a car window, shattering it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's when she got arrested and booked for flashing and breaking the window.
Wow, she's like a ninja.
Yeah, right?
Police did note that she seemed under the influence. Her parents must be so proud.
Yeah, they might be.
You never know. They might be. You're right.
I've met some parents.
That's true. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840 at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.